Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 30th of August, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets editor Lucas Hall. Hello, Lucas.
Hi, David.
This week, we're going over the aromatics markets, taking a look at two products specifically, toluene and mixylenes. Lucas, give our listeners a brief rundown of toluene and MX.
So toluene and MX are primarily used as blend stocks in the gasoline blending pool. Some other uses for toluene and MX in the chemical sector include for the production of on-purpose benzene and paraxylene via toluene disproportionation. About 80% of chemical demand for toluene is in the benzene market. MX, the primary chemical usage is for the production of paraxylene, which accounts for about 84% of chemical consumption of MX.
Zooming in on fuel, summer driving season is almost over. What did the markets look like over the last 2 months?
Well, to take a look at the past few months for toluene and mixylenes, you really have to go a little bit further back to April. From April, we were sort of seeing record demand for gasoline kick off a little bit earlier than expected, ahead of a heavy summer driving season this year. Based on some heavy production issues in the first and second quarter, we were seeing demand for toluene and mixylenes in the gasoline blending sector sort of jump earlier in the year than we might have expected. That increase in gasoline demand sort of had a buoying effect on prices over the last few months, where we were seeing toluene prices higher at their highest levels seen this year.
The MX market is a bit tight at the moment. What's going on there?
Over the last couple months, there have been some production issues in Asia that have increased demand for primarily paraxylene, which is used in the polyester chain to produce fibers ahead of the holiday season in that region. Those production issues caused a bit of an increase in demand for PX and, in turn, mixylenes. And now, over the past couple of months, we've seen supplies pinched in the U.S. as we see more cargoes going over to Asia to support demand in the region.
Speaking of Asia, let's shift to the tariff situation. You mentioned in a recent report that the 25% respective U.S. and China tariffs on the $16 billion worth of goods between each countries that went into effect last week will hit U.S. commodity chemical exports to China harder than China exports to the U.S. Could you elaborate on that a bit and talk on where aromatics fits into the situation?
So we're not expecting to see a huge impact on the overall price outlook for toluene and mixylenes. We might see a shift in trade flows, but given that the U.S. is a net importer of both toluene and mixylenes, we're not expecting to see a huge impact from those tariffs. On the other hand, we may see some shift in trade flows. For example, China swapping cargoes with Japan or Korea for some imports of mixylenes or paraxylenes in the near future based on the ongoing supply constraints in the region.
What is expected of the market over the next few months? Will any political or economic developments change what is typically expected?
I don't think that we're expecting any significant changes based on the political or economic developments expected over the next few months. The main factor for MX and toluene within the next month, at least, is going to be the shift from the summer blend gasoline to winter blend gasoline, where demand for toluene and mixylenes for the gasoline blending sector typically drops off in favor of cheaper blend stocks such as butane.
Thanks for the update, Lucas.
Thanks, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on the U.S. aromatics market or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com and be sure to tune in to our next podcast.